Good evening. How are we all doing? Welcome to another episode of the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club. Thrilled to have you here. As you can tell, I'm feeling very buoyant, very excited. Our gardening adventures are really cracking on at the moment. The garden allotment is looking great. I had Saturday off to go spend a day with my wife, and I've got to admit, it renews your energy sometimes, doesn't it? Just having a day off. So, yeah, feeling very, very buoyant, and as we say. Now, coming up today, I'm going to be talking about my plans for this weekend, as well as a few other jobs that you might want to do this weekend. And then today, I have sown some cabbages. And these are the cabbages from Maize, gift pack. So, yeah, that's the last ones to sow, but we'll get into that in just a moment. First of all, what is my plans for the garden and the allotment this weekend? So I have a lot of plans, lots and lots of plans. First on the agenda is basically at home. I'm going to be planting out as many of my beans and squash plants as I can fit. I put a couple of cucumber plants into the ground yesterday, and they actually seem to be thriving and survived the first night, which is always a difficult one. So that tells me that the rest are going to follow. These are going to be the pumpkins, the courgettes, the beans as well, the French beans and the runner beans. Basically, everything that I can get planted at home is going to be planted. And any plants that are left over at the end are going to head on down to the allotment to be planted out down there. So busy, busy, busy getting that all done. Now, it is a long weekend. And on the allotment, I am basically going to be planting out all these plants and giving them a very good watering in. So not much going on down on the allotment. I might be clearing out Scruffy Corner if I have time in order to move the shed. And that means emptying the compost bin, disassembling the compost bins and levelling the ground so that I can get the shed moved there. But as it is a long weekend, my other plans for at home is actually to sort out my sheds. Now, I do this quite often, but every now and then I need a desperate clear out. I try and do this once a year where I basically completely empty the shed. And then I go through everything and I have the rule that if I haven't used it in over a year, then I probably don't need it. There are exceptions to the rule, but on a whole, anything in there that I haven't used for a while I'm going to find new homes for. I'm not going to throw them away, but I'm going to find new homes for. This will hopefully make it easier to get in and out my sheds and my tools more organised and make gardening life a little bit easier. Now, what else could we be doing this weekend? So, obviously, the weeds, I think at the moment, the weeds are a big thing. So we're constantly trying to pull out all the weeds as much as we possibly can. It's a constant job, I know, but I do think it is well worth doing and keeping on top of. I have said, and I've got a video coming out tomorrow about this, where I weed every day on the allotment and it just makes life a lot easier. Added to that, obviously, we're going to want to give the plants some TLC and water them thoroughly. We haven't had rain for a while, and in fact, our clay soil that we have here has gone pretty hard, like concrete. So watering is definitely going to be up there as well. Other than that, planting out plants are the three things, I think, at this time of year that we are going to be concentrating on. So yeah, there's that coming along. Now, I've been looking at my garlic on the allotment, funny enough, and you know, we've only got about a month before all the garlic will be harvested anyway. It doesn't grow much more after the 21st of June. But I've got a very early variety of garlic. And I'm looking at it and it actually looks pretty big. It looks like we're going to get some decent garlic out of it. But I wasn't sure if it was ready. So I contacted the garlic farm on the Isle of Wight and sent them a picture because a very early white, the variety of garlic I'm talking about, is usually harvested around the end of May. So I was looking at it and I'm thinking, can we harvest it or not? Sent them a picture and they said, no, give it a little bit longer. We're waiting for the lower leaves to turn brown and start to die back. That's when you know it is time to harvest garlic. I've often found that garlic hasn't stored very well because I'm harvesting it too late. So this has been a big, big learning curve for me. So what we're going to do, harvest the early purple white as soon as those lower leaves turn brown and die back, and then the rest when that same sort of thing happens, which will be in about a month's time. So lots going on. I'm really looking forward to seeing how well the garlic has grown, because it does look like it has performed pretty well. Now let's move on to the main topic of the day, which is about growing cabbages from seed. Now today is the perfect day, or this time of year, that we can start sowing these cabbage seeds in order to get homegrown cabbages on our Christmas table, or certainly throughout the winter months. It may seem really early to start thinking about those winter crops, but actually, time flies and it is time to really start thinking about it and get those in. So what we've done with the cabbages is we've sown them into some really high quality compost, or seed compost as I tend to use. I've added a bit of perlite, of course, and mixed them up well. Scattered a few seeds on the top. I know all the seeds, if we were to sow all those, we'd get a lot of cabbages. So what I recommend you do is just sow a few seeds, and in a few more weeks' time, sow the rest. Just so you space them out and you're not feeling like you've got to prick them out and rush them all in one go. So I've placed them into our seed trays and then lightly covered them over with soil, adding a label, of course, and then I've just sprayed water onto them and left them in the cold frame. Now, I'm putting them in a cold frame as opposed to the greenhouse just because I don't want them to get too hot. Cabbages can be a bit funny and the seeds may not germinate if it gets too hot. So we want to try and temperate that. So I put them in a cold frame. It's just a little bit cooler. Now, by keeping them in there, all we got to do is just keep that soil moist. And within a couple of weeks, I reckon the seedlings will start to emerge. And that's when we need to prick them out and put them on into, I'll start them off into a root trainers, or sorry, plug plants. And then as they get bigger and bigger, we'll put them up into pots until I feel they are big enough to go into the ground. Now, all we've got to do is make sure, of course, during this time that as the seedlings grow, we give them enough light to keep the soil moist and keep them growing fairly, fairly well. Now, I will be thinking about putting these into the garden in about a month's time, I reckon, actually planting them out in the ground. I'm looking, and this is my idea at the moment, is to plant them where my first early potatoes would have been growing, because I reckon in the next couple of weeks we're going to start harvesting our first early potatoes. So as that bed becomes clear, we can then start adding cabbages ready for the winter. So that's the plan with that. Now, all we got to do once they are planted is protect them from pests. Cabbage butterflies and slugs are particular ones. I personally, slugs and snails don't get too many problems with when they're outside because of the birds. So don't worry about that. But cabbage butterflies can be a bit of a problem. That's why I put nets over my cabbages. Now, when it comes to netting, nice, tight, and quite a thin gaps in the netting. I have found birds trapped in netting before, which I don't like, so I do my best to try and make sure the birds are fine. So yeah, decent netting and make sure they're tight and what have you. Then all we got to do is regularly water them, keep the soil pretty and moist, and fertilize with a decent fertilizer, bone meal or grow more are some of the good ones. We'll leave them to grow. And then by, as I say, Christmas, I reckon, winter time, we will start to get that nice head on those cabbages, which will then go down well and go onto our Christmas table or our meals. Hundreds of recipes we can do with cabbages, as I'm sure you are aware. Love to find out some good ideas for cabbages near the time as well. That's how we go about growing cabbages. They're very, very easy to do. I should say also another fertilizer to use is chicken manure pellets. I find those to be very good for leafy growth like we want with cabbages. And another trick with cabbages is when you harvest the cabbage, cut an X into the stalk from where you've cut it, and then you might get four small cabbages appear as well. So you get two crops from one. Just a thought. Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you've enjoyed our chat, and I hope it's given you some inspiration for your weekend garden plans. Whatever you're planning to do, get in touch. Share with me your plans. We are doing a live show on Sunday, as always, and I found the subject a bit difficult to put into words, but one of our viewers and supporters is having a few mobility problems. And I thought we'd do an entire episode on sharing tips on that. So, yeah, that's that. Right, you take care, guys, and I will speak to you again next time. So until then, please take care.